I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250, live at 105.7 FM, thefan.com, Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen Inbox. Got one here, this one's from Mark, emailing in, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Mark says, this seems over. Bucks continuing to show that Giannis is the best player on the floor. I don't care who you have on the other side, Kyrie, Kawhi, anybody, Giannis all the way, and I feel like that's kind of how a lot of people have been marching this. We've been having this conversation for so long, guys, where you're trying to figure out if, is this finally the point where Giannis has officially taken the next step? Who does he have to vanquish, or who does he have to go up against? Who does he have to beat to finally reach the point where we've all been waiting for him to be? He's one game away from vanquishing the team that put him out last year. And the whole story last year was he couldn't win on the road, right? He couldn't win on the road. That was the whole deal. Can't win on the road. They weren't able to beat Boston on the road. Went there and whooped them twice on their home floor. And he was the reason why. Now he's got a chance to go close that out. If it's the 76ers, cool. He's going to be able to show Joel Embiid that I'm the best big man in the game. If it's the Toronto Raptors, I know it's a new-look team. Think back 2 years ago. Raptors were the reason why Giannis wasn't able to get to the finals. He's on a collision course of knocking out every single team that's put him down. 414-799-1250. Kendrick's on the north side of Milwaukee on the fan. Hi, Kendrick.
What's happening, fellas? The question about Kyrie, coach killer?
Yeah.
I believe so. I believe if you look at the front office, after last year, and even up until the trading deadline, you should have seen what type of chemistry he was destroying. And they should have had enough of, you know what, to trade him. I mean, you look at these young guys, they felt like we didn't need him, and it didn't happen. I don't think he's a coach killer. Wherever he has to go, you have to say to yourself, does he fit with what we're doing? You guys have a good day.
Appreciate it, Kendrick. And I think that's the toughest part, Sparky, about the coach killer mindset, because you can – situations can be bad for all involved, and they can be different. Toxic for different reasons, and they mean toxic for different personalities. But Kyrie Irving, you've seen it work, and now you've seen it not work with a team that a lot of people thought was going to be just as talented outside of the best player in the world.
So many times on this show over the course of years that we've been doing it, Billy, what happens is somebody will call in, because I used to do it on the radio, and Gary has corrected me and Leroy and Gilbert over the course of time not to do it, but people will call in and compare sports to real world stuff, right? Real world jobs, real world whatever. And immediately, Gary and Leroy or Gilbert or whoever will say, it's not comparable. Look, you know, the sports world is not comparable to real business world. 9 out of 10 times you can't compare them. I think in this situation, when you're talking about a coach killer, I think it kind of can be comparable to a certain degree. Because I think what we're talking about is the psychological aspect of a job. And if you have that me guy, and your boss knows that, okay, let's say you're really good at what you do and maybe you're the best at what you do and so forth, being able to understand how to get that person to thinks so highly of himself to be able to rub off on other people around him and make those other people around him better and so forth and show that person how it's going to benefit them. So with Kyrie, and I have no idea how to do this. I'm just throwing it out there. But if you're Brad Stevens, it's sitting down with Kyrie when you get Kyrie and explaining, look, in order for this all to work, in order for you to make the most money that you're going to make, in order for everybody to be happy and come out smelling like roses in this deal, it's got to be team basketball. If we're not going to play team basketball, odds are this is not going to work. And at the beginning of this basketball season, I would simply have brought him in and showed him tape of what this looked like with Terry Rozier running the point guard and what they were able to do without Kyrie and just say, look, he's not you, you're not him. So I'm not asking him to be you and I'm not asking you to be him. But if you look at the ball movement and how we played and how free and open it was, that's what allowed us to get as far as we did. Now, if you have that same attitude about how this is going to run and then take your talent level, which is obviously greater than Terry Rozier's, and Terry Rozier knows that, so I'm not offending anybody, and we put that into this offense, we're going to win a championship and it's going to be all over. But we have to play with that same style that we played with last year with you and Gordon Hayward coming back in. And if we do that, not only are you going to improve your stock, maybe not financially, but as far as around the league of, man, he shares the basketball, he's playing the right way, everything else, it's going to make you even a more valued commodity than what you already are, Kyrie. Did that conversation ever happen or anything like that ever happen? Probably not. It's Kyrie Irving. I don't need to tell him anything.
Because he's got the most money.
Roll out the basketball, go. Right. But, my perspective is, look, you won a championship with LeBron. That was great. You were second string. You were the second guy, right? Yeah. Second fiddle. Now you can be the number one guy.
That's what you wanted. That's what you called for.
Right.
That's why you demanded your way out of Cleveland.
Correct. So now when you hit free agency, look, dude, I want a championship with Boston. I can come win a championship in New York or Brooklyn and be the guy, right? You don't need to spend all this money on all these other dudes. I'll be the guy, and I'll help. And I can get you to where you want to go. Or you can come here, get knocked out in the second round of the playoffs to the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis, and everybody's still going to have the same idea about you being a selfish basketball player. And you're going to have that tag on you, and that's probably not a tag you want on you going forward. Now, Kyrie's crazy, so who knows? Maybe Kyrie doesn't care about that. But
this is a dude that said that the earth was flat.
Right, but that selfish type of player, you have to be able to convince, get in their head and their ego of how it benefits them to do it the right way. How do they make money, or how does it benefit them from a PR standpoint? How does it benefit them? And once you can convince them that you're benefiting them as well as others, then you win. If you can't do that, you lose. That is why everybody says, well, Phil Jackson, yeah, he had Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. So what? Oh, he had Shaq and Kobe. So what? Well, folks, Gary will tell you this. When you're managing huge egos, like what they are, and if you read Phil Jackson's first book, I've got it. It's one of the best books I've ever read. And just how completely insane that locker room was with Kobe and Shaq. And all the crap that he had to do to get these two somewhat on the same page. They were never on the same page. They didn't like each other. They didn't get along. They were both trying to backstab each other at any given point. But he got them along just enough to be able to get on their championship runs through all kinds of different methods of psychology that he used in that book. And it's amazing to read. Not every head coach can dig that deep to figure out how to make it work. And that's the crazy part about it. George Karl is a guy that's not liked all that much here in this town. I love George Karl. But when George Karl was here in that Big Three team, Gary will tell you this too, George Karl loves chaos. George Karl doesn't like goody teams that all get along and it gets comfortable. George doesn't like comfortable. George likes his team playing on edge, right? That's what he likes. He likes that uncomfortable feeling. That's how George Karl's style, that's what he prefers to coach in, turmoil. He loves it. He thrives in it. So everybody is different. In George's way, worked for Seattle. They went on those runs. Yep. They get a ring. It worked in Milwaukee for that brief time. That team,
done it a long time.
Right. Got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Hadn't been back now until this year. So everybody is different. So when you talk about Brad Stevens, this is really the first time he's ever had to deal with this type of player in Kyrie. And I guarantee you he's learned a lot.
Yeah, he wasn't dealing with this when he was coaching
Butler.
Gordon Hayward at Butler. They weren't worried about that. They were worried about what other Indiana kid they were going to be able to get in here and who was maybe he was like fifth in the full state of basketball rankings.
They're trying to run the picket fence for Jimmy.
I'm willing to bet you that Gordon Hayward and Brad Stevens have had conversations in the last couple of weeks about what this is going to look like without Kyrie next year. I bet
no
you money
that.
Of
yeah.
We aren't doing this next year yet. Mm-hmm. Nope. See ya.
It's time to break it up. Yep. Break the band up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What you got? It might not be just break the band up. Sometimes you just need the lead singer gone.
They got some. Well, it worked for Journey. Cause that one guy, he replaced Perry. He sounds good.
Not
really good.
Due to choice, but Adam Lambert's doing pretty well with Queen.
Sure is.
So
right.
I'm just saying, there's possibilities. Guys, Brewers lineup is out for tonight.
Uh-oh.
Game two against the Nationals. Adrian Hauser, number 37, gets
That's
the start.
That's just to get his start.
Expected. Freddie Peralta will come in at some point, maybe the second, third, fourth, fifth inning, whatever. I would rather let Adrian Hauser go and then let Freddie Peralta figure out what it's like to be pitching in the bullpen. Yeah, don't look at me cross-eyed. That's what I said. The guy can't pitch.
He hasn't been a Peralta guy for a while.
Throw him in the bullpen. Let him be a bullpen guy. I think he could be a dynamic closer. I really do. But the starting lineup for the crew with Lorenzo Cain back at the top, leading off playing in center field. It's Yelich, Moustakas at second. Yasmani Grandal cleaning up. Ben Gamel hitting fifth out in left field for Ryan
Gamel
Braun.
Be hot. What are these
hitting
days?
Sixth. Wow. Jesus Aguilar at first base. Travis Shaw back in the lineup at third, hitting seventh. Orlando Arcia and Adrian Hauser round out the nine for the crew.
No clutch, huh? No clutch today?
No, he'll come in the eighth inning.
Oh.
A question for you.
Talking number eight.
Yeah, we know. Were you as surprised, you and Tim, as surprised that Braun has like eight at-bats in that 18-inning game and plays a day game the next day?
Stunned.
Could not believe it. I was like, that must be a mistake. They must have put out the lineup wrong. So I literally went to the TV to see if he was actually playing.
Yeah.
Sure enough, there he was.
Yeah, you thought think that he was going to be there? Oh, come on, man. You knew it was going to be a full house, though.
He might have should have took that day off.
Bronny knew it was going to be a full house. He was going to be there.
No way, man. I was stunned by that.
That's why he was only playing his spring training games at home.
Any doubt when he come up in the 18th inning, it was over? Did anybody doubt?
No, not that night.
No, actually, I didn't have any doubt that he was going to end it in the 9th, in the 11th, in the 13th, in the 15th, in the 17th, or the 18th. Finally, it happened for me. And got me the heck out of here.
He played so well that night.
They had 10 times to walk off
that game.
Don't kid yourself. Now they had three sausage races.
How many pitchers did they use combined for both teams, Steve? You think, if you had to guess. They used like seven pitchers, didn't they?
I got this stat for you. And then Sparky's going to tell us about Harry's Razor.
Yeah.
You know the one that Ryan Braun hit into right field that was the game ender?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the 500th pitch of the game.
Wow. Mm. I wonder what that rank at MLB.
It ranked somewhere in there, Leroy.
That's gotta be, it's like 15.
It's been games longer than that?
Oh, yeah. The Brewers played the longest game ever. 25 innings.
Awesome. Did they do a Dodgers game that was pretty long?
Last year they had one that went 14 in the NLCS.
Was that Dodgers?
Yeah. Yes. In the NLCS. Yeah. Sparky, tell us about Harry's Razors.
Come on, Steve.
Harry's Razors. Did you know that the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving?
Hey, can I order those, Steve?
Yes. Harry's.com. Just use the code Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, Gary. You can join the 10 million people who have tried Harry's. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for $3. Plus free shipping. So really, if you've never used Harry's Razors, you're trying this out for $3 to get a super close shave like I get. A great smooth glide as well.
I like the glide.
And the best part is the price. Mm. Harry's founders were two regular guys tired of paying for overpriced gimmicks. So what did they do? They decided to go buy themselves a factory.
I like that.
They did. They bought their own factory in Germany to cut out the middleman and pass off some of the savings to you. And as like I always say, good luck finding people that don't like Harry's Razors because they are loved. Blades that have received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google and a 100% quality guarantee. That means if you don't like it, they'll give you your money back. But trust me, you're going to love your shave. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com.
Spell SPARKY for me, cuz.
S-P-A-R-K-Y, Leroy. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer and let them know that I sent you to help support The Big Show.
Yeah, we know the Bucks are inspiring a lot of optimism, but I got a reason why the Brewers are as well. Wendy's Big Show's here on The Fan.
I think our bullpen's pitching very well. Corbin's been a nice addition down there. I think it changes the complexion of it and gives us another guy that we can really lean on. You know, hopefully we're getting some order to all this, and the guys starting at the beginning of the games have been doing a nice job too, keeping us in games and giving us what we need.
Craig Counsell last night after the Brewers get a 5-3 win against the Washington Nationals. Don't look now, guys. Don't look now. Just put a little food for thought. Check out
What's a food for thought?
Check out that last 10 column for the Brewers. That's a 7-3.
Food for thought.
That's winners of their last four games. And in those four games, bullpen's only given up three runs.
What place they in?
They are in third place, a half game behind the Chicago Cubs for second, one game behind the St. Louis Cardinals for first, and they will play those Chicago Cubs for three games coming up on Friday at Wrigley Field.
That Cubs won seven in a row.
You have got to be feeling better about your Milwaukee Brewers right now, Spar. You have to be.
Yeah, sure.
Don't sound like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it. Come on.
Yeah.
Need a little more juice. Need a little more juice.
Yeah, I mean,
14-8 at home.
Aren't that the Nationals? Aren't that good?
Who cares?
Did you hear?
Nationals aren't that good.
Steve called it.
What, yesterday?
Yeah.
A week ago.
Oh, yeah, that too. But I mean, look,
Steve said, look at the schedule, y'all. A week ago,
Look, am I excited that, you know, they don't suck pitching as much? They don't suck as much as they did before.
So that's
good. I'm excited about that. Am I convinced that, like, they turned a corner or something? No, I'm definitely not convinced that they've turned a corner.
They didn't need to.
I'm not convinced they've turned a corner.
They never went under 500.
Corner. Well, that's good.
What were they doing then?
They were at 13-13.
You need to stop.
Yeah, but they never went under 500.
What, they've gone 8-3 in their last 11?
That's good. Yes, that's good. I'm glad.
Just saying. I just want to know because we were already to jump off a bridge when they gave up.
Why was you sweating?
Gave up 11
why
runs?
Was you sweating the chair out?
Because nobody was understanding what this was.
What was it?
This is
what
a baseball season. Oh, they were playing without the MVP. They were going up against a team that led the league in runs scored last year.
So that means when we
and their starting pitcher.
Means when we play good teams and we lose, and we play the teams that mediocre teams.
They played the best teams in the league. In your whole National League,
just
for the
Dodgers
26 of the games,
and you finished about 500.
And you were right there.
Right there at 500. Exactly. That's not going to win a World Series, though.
Thank you.
See, I mean,
going to get you a chance to get in.
No, I don't think they're playing well enough to get into a World Series right now.
Thing the playoffs don't end now.
Correct, absolutely. No doubt, because you'd be screwed. Good thing you got like 5 months left. I mean, so you've got...
4.5, actually.
Well, whatever. 4.5 months, we've got less time. So, but this is where I'm at on it.
Yeah, Steve.
Braun had a really good game the other night, which was good to see, 6-8. I mean, I was excited to see that. Like we talked about, I was shocked that he played the next day. But we still got to see if he's back to being...
That wasn't the biggest part of that game.
We've got to see. For me, it was.
18 innings, one walk.
Oh, that's good.
One walk given up by the pitching staff that is so bad that we need all these new pitchers.
Right. Both of those might just be blips on the radar. Both of those might not be things that are actually true to life. So, but for me, it's... Braun has to get back to being Braun again. And at the beginning of the year, I thought he was going to have a monster year. And to this point, I'm wrong. So he has to get back to being what he was. Can he get back to that point? I don't know. Because he hasn't looked like it lately. He had another opportunity last night in a pinch, and I think he struck out. So he has to get back to being that guy again. From a pitching standpoint, if you're going to sit here and tell me that I have to believe in Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, Chacin, Woodruff, and who's the other one that I'm missing? Am I missing some other?
I'm not asking you to believe in that. I'm asking you to believe in Craig Counsell.
He doesn't throw the baseball.
Whoa. I mean, he deploys the pitchers.
Whoa. Sure, but he doesn't. He has no.
Deploy.
Okay.
I like that.
I'll try this again. So you're saying Craig Counsell is a bigger piece to the starting pitching than said pitching coach who we've talked about.
Not necessarily the starting pitchers.
That's what we're talking about.
Staff.
Starting pitching. That's what we're talking about.
But it's the pitching staff.
Okay, pitching staff.
Because you're going to have a reliever start the game today.
Right, because you have a guy that can't figure out how to pitch in the first inning like last year. So from that standpoint, Billy says, we're good, nothing to see here. And I'm saying there's a lot to see here because this is far from good.
It's just a far cry from
being good right now.
There's going to be
Can they get hot and can they look like the team of last year at some point? Sure, they could get hot and look like the team of last year at some point, but not right now they don't.
I give you the telltale sign. What's the question, baby Todd?
Are you feeling better about the Milwaukee Brewers right now?
Go to Leroy.
Okay, Leroy Butler, are you feeling better about the Milwaukee Brewers right now?
Hey, listen, I never fell out of faith.
Oh, geez.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not these reaction guys.
Good. You shouldn't be.
God.
It's baseball.
That's not what you said earlier, man.
Where was I at when I said that?
Where you were at.
Because that's just what I meant when I was at that place, but I'm here now. Different.
You want to turn his mic off?
Why?
I mean, does it even work for him to be on the radio?
What you said is
preaching. You're the one that wanted his reaction.
Because he changed it up.
Ha! Ha! Yes. Ha!
Is that what you said originally? Off the air.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Maybe you were talking to another African American or something. But because you get us confused.
Get like, who confused?
Dean Murray and Dan Richards.
Both white guys. yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, both Caucasian individuals. I'll let that cat out of the bag.
You called me Edgar one night. I just answered.
You do like Edgar a little bit.
Yeah, I do. But in this case, I don't freak out because, look, you know, I'll be honest, though. With no big-time ace, well, I take that back. You do got an ace.
Who?
It's Davis.
Where he at?
What do you mean?
4-0. He's third in the
ERA,
major
one
leagues
point something,
in
something.
Earned run average. Well, that's where
I'm
he
just
is.
Saying that he's playing well this year.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about this
that's
year.
Fine. But you ain't hitching your wagon to him, is you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Shasin going to be all right. You agree with that, right?
5 innings last night. Look good. Leroy,
I don't see no worry.
Right.
I really don't
they're
see no
getting
worry.
Better. And they're only continuing
to play
off.
And they're going to hit.
Yes.
They're going to hit.
They're 5 games over 500. They're one of the best teams in the league. They're going to be one of the best teams in the league. So everybody needs
you
to
know,
calm
Garrett,
the heck down.
Garrett see these 7 straight that the Cubs won. Now you're getting nervous.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't what I see. I see what I see out there.
Where?
The Brewers.
The Brewers
the
have won 6
starting
of 8.
And stuff like that.
No. 8 of 11?
No, I see what they have is pitching. Their pitching is a problem. We all know that. I don't think we're going to avoid that, are we, guys?
No, but.
Guys?
They need Jimmy Nelson to be Jimmy Nelson of old.
He's coming.
Didn't have Jimmy Nelson last year. They were 196 games.
Yeah, but they didn't have the problems that they had last year in their pitching staff.
I don't think the problem was like y'all think.
No, I think.
What?
Really don't.
I think it's
they
continuing
don't even know
to get better.
They're going to be a starter from week to week.
But they don't need to. They never have. Craig
he
Council hasn't needed
okay
that.
No. We had guys we knew that we could go out there and pitch. Right now, you're grasping at straws, man. Last year, everybody, you just pull a guy out, boom, there you pull a guy, boom. Right now, you're
grasping.
They
do the same thing, and they're doing the same thing this year.
No. It's not the same.
Can I ask you, can I ask you a question?
It's not the same, baby, Tom.
They had Mike Zagurski pitch for this team last year.
Well, Zagurski.
Thank you.
That's something you played like a long game. You threw Zagurski out there.
No, they brought him in for a 9-inning game.
That's what I just said.
A regular game.
That's what I said. Go ahead, Steve. Ask a question.
Do that. Sorry.
What's the question?
No, go ahead.
Is Tim Allen as optimistic as you are?
I really don't know.
I think
well,
he
you
is.
Do the show with him, so
I think he is.
I don't necessarily talk to him about it like that way.
Tim always says,
We talked about the game last night and what Craig Council's done
but is
in
he
5
seem,
years.
Is he as optimistic now as he was last year?
Like that. We don't have that grand scheme look. We just look at
that
it
big
right
picture
now.
Look. So yeah. We just threw the big picture look here, but you guys
for
haven't
right
done
now.
That show yet. Okay. Maybe we can do that tomorrow then with Tim. That would be fun.
Right now, they're 5 games over 500, and they get a chance to take out the team that was in first place going into the game yesterday.
They're under 500.
This weekend.
Aren't they?
The Chicago Cubs?
No, the Nationals.
No, I'm talking about the Cubs series at the end of
this
run. And you also did go up against a 2-time Cy Young Award winner last night. So just
who was on like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, but still Max Scherzer because he's the name brand. Got to have a starter. Got to have Scherzer.
Told you yesterday they were going to win yesterday because they were on no sleep.
And guess what? Now they can't lose yesterday's game. So you got to win, and that's all you can move on from.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's all you can do.
Just count the left side.
Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. We got a chance at $1,000 coming up in 2 minutes after Anthony Mandel. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh,
that's
Never
so
Frozen inbox.
Dimples. This guy crazy, man.
That's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky
sweet
Pfeiffer.
Dimples.
I'm Bill Schmidt. I also was,
what's up, Smitty?
I was coined Sweet Dimples down in Arizona a couple of years
ago. You
got
one or two?
Sweet Taters, actually, as
sweet
well.
Sweet Taters. This Sweet Dimples.
You got
right
one
here.
Dimple
I only got
two.
One.
I only
you
got one,
sweet
two.
Dimples. Yeah. I mean, if we.
I wish I had one like that Tom Brady. He got one.
But what side is yours on?
I don't know. Is it this
side,
Gary?
This guy just
left side.
Hey, who do you think I am?
I don't look at myself a lot.
You're lying.
You're asking me.
No, I don't.
Well, that's fine.
Can you
so
see it on this side?
Smile. Give us one.
Can't
yeah,
you see
side
it on Spectrum 1 tonight? Aren't you guys on tonight?
Side. Yeah.
I'm on. 7 Gary's o'clock. Not on there. We're going to
7 o'clock
Gary
Spectrum
out.
1?
7 o'clock Spectrum 1. Me and my guy. Dennis Crosby.
Are you guys the ones that are in charge of making sure that when you turn on your Spectrum box that your channel comes up right away? Is that you guys? Do you guys have something to do with that?
Those. Yeah.
You guys have something to do with that?
They're making a lot of changes.
When you turn on your, I have DirecTV too, but there's a whole big news story. Apparently, when you turn on your cable box,
no matter what
channel you turn it off at, when you turn it on, it goes automatically Spectrum 1.
Because I always thought that was like
more people to see us.
Wasn't there like a home feature that you could like set the channel that it turned to?
You still can, but people aren't doing it or don't know how to do it. It's like a six-step process.
Sorry, that's a millennial thing. Sorry, I guess I would have.
But see, they got the NFL Network, though. The other channels don't. So,
hey, do you have the sound from Mark Murphy or Lance Allen?
I do. I have the sound of Mark Murphy calling out your boy this weekend.
Let's see it. Let's hear it real quick.
So, Leroy Butler getting married, Packer Hall of Fame golf. I just want to set the stage a little bit.
Yeah.
Mark Murphy walks
not
up.
Hall of Fame dinner, not the golf.
Thank you, Lance. It is a pleasure to be here to share a few thoughts about Ted Thompson. I also, on behalf of the Packers, want to welcome back all of our alumni. That's very important to our organization that our alumni feel good and welcome coming back. I do want to recognize Leroy getting married, and he's getting married at Lambeau Field. So even somehow I think there'll be a leap in there.
If they know what I know, there ain't going to be no leap.
No, I don't do bachelor parties.
We can get you a step.
Bachelor parties are for suckers.
What? Hold on. You're not having a bachelor party?
No, absolutely not.
A bachelor party,
I'm grown, cuz. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm too old for the bachelor party, cuz.
I'm not doing nothing that my wife can get up one day and say, look what he did. Look at this video.
We would never do that.
Well, yeah, you guys wouldn't be going out like on a...
No, people still do that and they get divorces.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, yeah, not that kind of stuff.
One of Gilbert's favorite categories, that dancing bear, okay? It won't be no dancing bear.
Nobody's doing that. Why are you so... Why are you doing that?
No, they do. I had a dead serious. I had a guy...
But we ain't doing that.
Yeah, he went out of the country. Well, Costa Rica.
We go into Green Bay. We go out of the country.
Thank you.
We can be in Green Bay and have a nice time together.
Yeah, I would think a bachelor party could be like you guys go play golf. Maybe go get a nice steak dinner.
No, that's just hanging out.
Go out on somebody's boat.
You can call it whatever you want to call it.
Bachelor party when you bring the chair in and here she comes with the Walgreens perfume and glitter.
That's why I keep trying to tell them my boys don't want that kind of stuff.
No,
apparently
that
kind of bachelor party's dead.
Steve, you won't have no bachelor party, will you? No.
No.
Good for you.
Man, what is...
No, I'm old.
Yeah,
well,
we're
I'm
not
saying.
Doing that, dog.
No, we're not doing that. I mean, now I tell you what I would like. I'm working on. Just a nice, expensive bottle of bourbon.
Oh, Steve gonna drink all that.
Somebody's gonna bring that. It sounds
Halleck
like.
Gonna drink that.
Nice bottle of bourbon and a nice cigar.
I don't do neither.
You don't drink or smoke, do you?
No.
It's for him, Steve.
He can look at
it. Oh, it's for him?
Yeah.
I was confused.
That could be my bachelor party for Leroy.
Oh, you're having your own.
That's
for Leroy.
That's what I feel like the bachelor party really is. That's like the thank you that somebody gives to all his friends because you have to pay for all this suit. Now I got to pay for a tux. Now I got to pay for a hotel room.
I want to thank Dean Murray.
The least you can do is give me a party.
Yeah, I want to thank Dean Murray for doing the rings. It's amazing. I can't thank that guy enough. And I want to thank Lee and Emily and Jackie for doing the flowers at Pick and Save, of course.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we just do this yesterday?
And different folks did.
Same people.
And Coors Miller did the beer. Thank you to Coors Miller.
Our audience is always changing.
I love you guys, man.
Maybe they're not
more
listening.
They know I'm broke, man. I appreciate the help. You know why I did that,
Lambo? Who was doing the food, Leroy? You want
Lambo's doing the food.
Oh, really?
But the reason why I want...
the same thing we had?
No, it's different. You had a choice. You have four choices. You had beef.
That was for Gray Ellerson. He didn't get to fill out the one for Gary.
Yeah, but I spelled your mom name right, though, didn't I?
She was very excited. She was listening yesterday. Tell Leroy he spelled my name correct.
She's the only one that counts.
We having the same dinner we had the other day?
You had a choice.
So we're not having that?
Which one did you choose?
I don't know. You did it for me.
Do you want beef, chicken, salmon, or a veggie? Like vegan type.
What kind of beef is it?
From a cow.
Them had a beef.
Yeah, that's what I went with too.
And it's
going to
be
good
well
choice.
Done for everybody.
No,
but
I don't
know. Let me get a little medium in
there. Dude, it's his wedding. He can have it well done for everybody.
I should have did that, Steve.
You should have.
Get on people's nerves.
All right, I'll eat before.
Are you going to have any dessert?
Lizard.
Your tailgate.
Yeah, we got my friend Chrissy is doing
here we go.
These pops.
Okay.
These,
pops.
You know, remember those like things we had? Because what's his name's mom gave them to us?
Who?
Trisha's mom made us some.
Talking about popsicles?
No, they're like cupcake pops. Remember the one we ate? I gave you one.
Cupcake pop.
And you bite it, it's like a brownie. But
oh,
like
yeah,
a,
that brownie that was covered in frosting. Yeah, that thing was lethal.
Yeah, good friend of mine, Chrissy, she's doing those. And
is she going to make enough?
Yeah, a ton of them. But we can't have it. You can't. You'll lose a foot. You can't have none of that stuff.
I'll eat yours, Gary.
I got insulin, cuz. I can shoot that up.
That's not
he can eat whatever he wants.
I shoot it right in my foot. I shoot it in my foot if friend, I have man. To.
But the reason I wanted to do it.
Because I got 2 miles over here right now just for jokers like you.
And it is.
Who don't want to share me no ice cream. I can't get no cookies.
I got two miles just for you.
Hey, man, quit talking to this fool. It is Teacher Appreciation Week. I mean, it should be Teacher Appreciation every day. But we got a lot of teachers who are going to be there. And at 5 o'clock, I'm going to release the dress, what you can dress. Because people want to know what's the attire.
What's the dress thing, cuz?
Well, wait till him get back to the mic, man. This guy died. He's starting to sweat. Look at Gary. Look, he's sweating.
What are you talking about dress? Like, are we wearing tuxedos to the wedding?
We are, but the people come, I got to let them know.
What, can you just like dress like a normal wedding or no?
Well, yeah, black tie, isn't it?
After 5, be nice. We encourage suits for guys. We encourage nice dresses for women. But just after 5 wear. And it gates open up at 1:30. It's a certain
I was going to get a suit for the wedding. Yeah. I want to make sure I had
suited
a nice,
and booted.
Something nice up. And
yeah.
I was asked, and I'm new to the whole wedding scene.
New to the wedding.
Yeah.
A woman at DXL, I'm a larger individual.
Oh,
big and tall area.
Yeah.
Gotta go there.
Well, what are the colors of the wedding?
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm not in the wedding. I was just kidding. So, yeah, but you should still know the colors of the wedding. No, I really didn't. Sorry, that really didn't come up.
I ain't trying to base what I'm wearing around what they're wearing.
No.
How much does that cost?
Then I picked it up. I saw $250. I walked out.
Yeah. What colors are they for the wedding?
It's like a rose, a burgundy, a black. It's like 4 different colors.
No gray?
No.
Just the best man.
Whoa. We should have made Gary's suit gray. Whoa. That'd have been awesome.
Bofording beer is a premium quality beer to its superior ingredients, only 100% natural barley hops and fresh spring water used in production. Plus, we're talking about over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. That's right, 250. That's right, Bofording is family-owned and has been that way since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg. Ever since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything for the lineup, come on.
Communion with Bofording beer.
The crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, the delicious fruit ale, and the balanced Brune are all designed to give you the full flavor that doesn't fill you up. And guys, a little secret about Bofording beer, unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. It's not made in mass quantities. You don't need to put a piece of fruit in it to make it taste good. Instead, Bofording is made in small batches with a personal family touch. You can pick up a 6-pack, places like Total Wine and More, Sendix, Festival Foods, Otto's. Get a draft at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, or the Nomad, and the golfers out there. Get a Bofording on the beverage carts at Wanakee Golf Course and more downs in Waukesha. Always tweet your Bofording to me, Bofording Bill, and I might come and have a playoff Bofording down at the Tavern at Turner Hall on you. It's not going to say that it's going to get the Bucks a win, but hey, it won't hurt, and the Bucks are undefeated until I've started calling them playoff Bofordings.
You done?
Yeah, Bofording is Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import.
I just got a text from Steve Powell.
He's got you lined up.
Steve Powell said the bourbon's already in the car.
I got to love bourbon, man.
They're ready to go.
He's already...
Bourbon's already in the car, Gary.
So what, has he already got his car packed? The wedding's on Saturday.
Hey, cuz.
He's already got his car packed. Now, that's a professional.
Hey, cuz, we was at the church the other day. Okay, we had the... ceremony? Mm-hmm. Not the ceremony, but
tell
rehearsal.
Steve what he put it in.
Practice.
What he put it in.
Hold up. We're at the practice, right?
We're talking about practice.
And we're going to line up and with the, you know, all that stuff. And so we all pull up kind of at the same time. Then Steve get out with his beautiful wife. What's his wife's name?
Alita.
Alita, yeah. So Steve get out. He's got like a box. And he just holding the box, you know, like. And he kind of tapped it, you know, a little bit.
It was a Giannis bobblehead box.
Yeah, it's a Giannis bobblehead. And he kind of patting it, you know, just tapping it, you know.
This guy's like, a legend.
Just tapping it a little bit, right? Like, what are you doing this bobblehead box? What is your Giannis bobblehead?
What are you paying a bobblehead for?
What are you doing that? Going to do like a giveaway or something like that? You know, maybe I thought. Because we get into this church and he goes, open up the bobblehead box, pull a light, big ball of bourbon, double oak, double barrel. Gary, I bet you never had none of this. I said, cuz, put that back. We can't drink that in the church, man. People can't drink it in church.
Well, they're already drinking.
It's a black church. They don't care.
And then Leroy said, it's a black church. They don't care.
No.
Just like communion.
That's right. You drink wine, we drink bourbon. And I need to get them ties out you. The building for us.
So, oh, goodness.
So needless to say.
Bourbon's not going to be an issue.
Oh, is he coming up Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Steve probably was baptized in bourbon.
Because I'm just hoping I make it where I need to be on Saturday.
He's going to... We're not going to let him do a toast.
But you got to make sure he gets to where he needs to be. That's your number one job.
So hard.
That's your number one job.
We figured out music yet? You done it? You called Robert Brooks? You talked to him?
No, we're doing something else. We're doing something else.
What are we doing?
But you guys figure that out. Figure that out. We got Eric Name coming up. He's ready to rock and roll. Eric Name of The Athletic joins us next whenever we go to
him. We're late. Anyhow, I just got one more button question. So, like, when you have it set, you may not even know this, huh?
Asking me.
But
ask Gary.
The way that maybe it's Gary knows,
funny.
But the reception you're having in the at Lambeau Field, right?
In the atrium,
right? Yeah. So, because at a lot of weddings, the tables are set up, so it's the bride, the groom, and then everybody on either side of the wedding party, right? Yeah. You got a million people, so I don't think that's going to work. Yeah. So, is it you two by yourself, and then everybody else is set at different tables?
It's staggered. It's like almost like a theater seat.
Like stadium seating.
Yeah.
But you're by yourself, you and her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm at the table with y'all. Or
no.
No, it sounds like you got your own table.
Listen, Gray.
No, are we going to be up on a podium or something?
Yeah, you'll be up there, but it's not by us. Yes.
I'm not by you.
Dude, they got like 20 people on each side. You can't
Because I'm by his side. I'm best man, man.
No.
I better not be nowhere far away, cuz.
You'll be close
enough. And I'm up on the podium, man.
There's 44 people. We'll figure
Cuz I'm up on the podium.
Yeah, you're up there somewhere.
I gotta orchestrate stuff, man. Come on, cuz.
You write your speech.
Just make sure
yet?
You know your speech, yeah.
Huh?
You write your speech.
Hit the hot button, man. Huh? You don't miss seven of them.
Huh? Wendy's Big Show back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.